when you're traveling on an airplane, sometimes you need to make like a little request, maybe for a vegetarian meal, or, you know, maybe you have a peanut allergy and you're like, yeah, you know, if I could be sat away from where you're serving peanuts, that'd be great.
Right. I mean, you know, there's medical reasons for that.
Sure. It does get to a point where it becomes extreme, and that's where we find our setting the bar story. Kelly, witches!
That's an example of what not to do, or a situation we hope doesn't happen to you.
So if you can manage to make it through the day without having such a crazy list of allergy restrictions that no one on the plane you're traveling with can enjoy anything, you're doing okay.
Oh, no. We're allergic to the world? What are we asking for?
Look, this list of demands has started making the rounds on social media.
Oh.
This passenger basically handed the flight attendants a printed and laminated flight allergy list.
Oh, laminated.
On it, asked for a ban on everything from coffee, apparently deathly allergic to the smell of coffee.
Back up. We can be deathly allergic to smells?
I was today years old when I realized that was a thing, too.
Never heard of that.
To cashews, to cologne, and jet fuel.
That's going to be problematic.
Jet fuel would be problematic because how are you going to fly without jet fuel?
If you could just like not use jet fuel this time, and maybe, you know, like in the second Back to the Future movie, just put a bunch of vegetables in there or something.
Yeah. So she was basically like, hey, no coffee, highly allergic even to the smell, no cashews, which obviously that's nuts.
Sure. Yeah.
No fragrance or chemical smells like cologne, perfume, scented soap, body lotion, no gasoline or airplane fuel smell. I mean, this list basically prevented anyone from enjoying anything on the plane.
So was she expecting the airline to contact all of the potential passengers on that flight saying, hey, when you show up today for your flight, make sure you don't put any smells on? Like, if you're going to shower, make sure that your body wash doesn't have fragrance. Is that what they were expecting? Like, how in the world could you police that?
Yeah, and so she signed it seat 4A. And then also said, thank you for your patience and understanding in trying to make the flight as enjoyable as possible for me. I appreciate you.
Wow.
And she also asked for a large bottle of water, not the typical, like, little cup, right? Added.
Oh, we need more water.
This way,
stay hydrated.
I don't have to constantly ask you for more water.
Oh, wow.
So there were a lot of, like, eye rolling in the comments.
That couldn't have been real, right?
I can't imagine it would be.
Like,
but
this is a prank, right? It has to be a prank.
And listen, I don't know how that airline responded, so we don't know if she was able to go through the entire flight with all of those demands being met.
I mean, as the flight attendant, because I'm assuming she's boarding the flight and hands that over.
Yeah.
Is the flight attendant just like, thanks so much? And then,
thanks, right, we'll do what we can.
And then you just promptly ignore it. Right.
I mean, you know, it's like if you are that allergic to everything, you go in, you wear one of those like masks that, you know, from COVID type of PPE mask. And you,
but it's probably not going to avoid smells from entering your nostrils. So you're going to have to like clamp your nostrils.
But
breathe through your mouth.
You know, I've flown with passengers before where you see they are completely covered head to toe in clothing or something, wearing gloves, wearing
like a hazmat suit,
almost like that, but like normal clothes, but just like every part of their skin is covered except for a little bit around their cheeks. They even have a mask on and things like that. And so, you know, to me, I'm thinking, okay, obviously this person either has, you know, is highly contagious to or susceptible to like
germs
or exactly something like that.
Or, yeah, just really afraid of breathing in germs.
This is why we're throwing this in the setting the bar story. So
the jet fuel and the I can't even smell coffee thing.
Yeah, right?
That's so going to be a tough one.
Like,
and also I need no one else to have smells. Like,
yeah.
You can't smell.
Nope. Nope. Can't enjoy anything.
And I need extra water.
And by the way,
I ask you repeatedly for water.
Yeah, I don't know if you could imagine sitting.
Can you bring your own big water on there? You can,
next
right?
Next to a passenger that's quite like this. If you want to see the letter, we'll post it up on X at Ben and Kelly Show. But there you go. A little setting the bar story. You can manage to make it through the day without having such a crazy list of allergy restrictions that literally no one on the plane you're traveling on can enjoy anything
or abide by.
Right. Then you're doing okay.